How about you? Doing some school shopping?
Oh, I already did that, Mr. T. I went to Thumb Cellular yesterday.
I was talking more about pencils and notebooks. What's Thumb Cellular have to do with school?
Their Get Back to School sale, of course. Check out my new iPhone SE. I got it for free with a 2-year contract. They are even offering 25 bonus gigs, a free iTunes or Google Play card, and tons of discounts.
Discounts? And what?
Oh, all sorts of stuff. Samsung Galaxy S8s and 8 Pluses, iPhone 7s and 7 Pluses. In fact, all of the phones they have in the place are on sale. Just till the end of September, though.
Is that so? Well, in that case, maybe there's a little back-to-school shopping I need to do for myself. Hey, thanks, Henry.
Stop into any location of Thumb Cellular and Bad Axe, Carol, Pigeon, and Sandusky and get the only thing you really need for back-to-school.
Back to school, a second vehicle, a winter work truck, whatever the need, you're sure to find it on the bargain lot at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring. They have a good selection of late model local trade-in vehicles, many priced under $10,000.
Like this 1999 regular cab Chevy Silverado 1500 local trade. 4.8-liter, 8-cylinder engine, AM-FM CD, power windows, locks, outside mirrors, and much more. Call 989-883-2100 or see it on the bargain lot at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring.
If you're considering either new or additional grain handling facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operation. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MCN Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services. They maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and 3 truck and all-terrain cranes ranging from 40 to 55 ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach, suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services crane rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 872-3318. Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring knows you're still farming and trucking tonight during the game. Well, their shop and parts department are still open too. They're open 6 days a week and late Tuesday through Friday nights for your convenience. They hope your breakdowns are few, but they know things happen at the worst possible times. So if you need Cat, Kenworth, and Mack trailer parts, tires, and custom hydraulic hoses, call ahead for parts pickup. Countryside sells what they run. Countryside wishes everyone a safe harvest. On your way through Owendale, stop at Stack's Market to fuel up, grab a deli sandwich or pizza, and get rolling fast. Open 7 days, Stack's Market, like a little truck stop without the showers.
Final score from Sandusky, Michigan finds the USA Patriots sneaking out the victory at the final last second, actually below the last second, as they did not lead a single moment in this ball game. Had to take overtime to finally catch that first lead of the night. The USA Patriots take out the Sandusky Redskins 30-22 in overtime. Dave Hansen, why don't you take us right from the beginning and how we got to this point?
Well, we started this game with a Sandusky score in the first quarter. 2-point conversion was good on the Brown touchdown run. 8-0 Sandusky led early in the second quarter. Brown scores again, from this time from 12 yards away. The 2-point conversion was good again, and 16-0 Sandusky led early in this ball game. Josh Lang was able to score before the half was over, though, and the 2-point conversion was no good. And 16-6, Sandusky had the lead at the half, but not so fast in the starting of this third quarter. Kramer was able to score from 1 yard away and get the 2-point conversion to cut the lead, 16 Sandusky to 14 USA. Campbell able to counter that touchdown with one of his own. 2-point conversion pass, no good. An 8-point lead for Sandusky, 22-14 to start the fourth quarter. And Rayman able to score from 3 yards out in the middle of the fourth quarter, and a 2-point conversion run by Micah Kramer to tie this game with 7:29 to go in the fourth quarter. and a big fourth down and one stop by the Sandusky defense. USA not able to take the lead late in this game. We go into overtime. New overtime rules. Both teams gets a chance to score from the 10-yard line. USA was able to do so on a 7-yard touchdown pass from Micah Kramer to Brendan Prime. The 2-point conversion run was good, and the USA defense ends up coming up with the stop of the game as Sandusky on a 4th-and-3. The run was stuffed for no gain, and that would be your final in overtime at Sandusky. USA 30, Sandusky 22.
And just like coming from behind in the scoreboard, the USA offense also did against the Redskins. USA ended up with 290 yards altogether on offense, 269 rushing, 21 passing, compared to Sandusky's 275, 15 yards less, at 222 yards rushing, 53 through the air. So right down to the very end, very close stats on both sides of the ball. Leading the way for the USA Patriots, number 30, Allen Ravan, 25 carries, 132 yards, one touchdown. Then we have Josh Lang, 13 carries, 83 yards, and one score for him, a 9-yard run, as well as the 2-point conversion to wrap things up. Micah Kramer, 9 carries, 43 yards, and he rushed in for one touchdown, and then Hunter Bone, 4 carries for 11 yards. Micah Kramer through the air, 2 for 3 with 21 yards and one touchdown, no interceptions. Brendan Prime brought in the 7-yard reception for the score. Rocky Hahn, the other completion for 14 yards in the first half. Sandusky's offense, they were led by Brian Ross, 92 yards on 13 carries. And then Braxton Washey, 9 carries for 58 yards. Trey Brown, 10 carries, 41 yards. Joe Wenzel, 6 carries for 20 yards. Mind you, Trey Brown had 2 scores for them. And Jack Sheridan, 1 carry for 11 yards. Ryan Campbell ended up with no yards on 5 carries, but 1 score. Through the air, Ryan Campbell was 3 for 6 with no interceptions for 53 yards. All three completions were into the hands of Brian Ross for 53 yards, a 12, 31, 10-yard receptions there. The fourth one for Brian Ross fell incomplete. 0 for 2 for Trent Lee in receiving. Dave Hanson, what are your thoughts here?
Well, I thought Sandusky passed the ball very well and mixed in their running backs quite well. I couldn't tell you between Ross and Washi. You know, Trey Brown, I think they're all very good running backs equally. It's too bad Joe Wenzel didn't get to show us what he had also. I wish the best for him as he left early in this early in the first quarter of this game. Didn't get to see much of him, but I was very impressed with Sandusky's offense. As we had heard before we came here, that Sandusky's offense was pretty good, but I was very impressed specifically with Ryan Campbell. I thought he threw a really nice football, and the play calling was very good. Just thought Sandusky's defense let him down a little bit here on the stretch. USA, though, we're within 15 yards of total offense after 4 full quarters and an overtime. It doesn't get much closer than that. Not surprised by looking at the stats that we went into overtime, and what a comeback victory by the USA Patriots.
USA's defense, 45 tackles, 2 tackles for a loss, 1 sack, and 1 tip pass. Leading the tackling, Cade Ryerson, number 56, the sophomore at linebacker, leading the way with 9 tackles. Then we have Cooper Caulfield with 6, Hunter Bone and Brendan Prime each with 5, as well as Josh Lang. And at 4, we have Miles Geiger. And then we have 3 for Jared Lang and Blake Ryerson. 2 tackles for Drew Revert, Blake Ryerson, and Jared, and then Chase Suber with 1 tackle. Tackles for a loss, Cooper Caulfield on top of that with 1, as well as Miles Geiger with 1 tackle for a loss. Sack goes to Blake Ryerson, and the tip pass into the hands goes to the credit of Josh Lang. For Sandusky's defense, 50 tackles, 1 tackle for a loss, 1 sack, 1 tip pass. Again, very similar numbers compared to USA. Leading the way, that was Brian Ross with 8 tackles. Jack Sheridan, 5 tackles. Jim Brown snuck in there with 6. Landon Poplinski with 5 as well. Jared Tubbs with 4. Ben Krieger, Adam Scott each with 3, as did Trey Brown. And then with 2 tackles, Trenton Lee, Braxton Washey, and Preston Schultz. 1 tackle for a loss went to Jim Brown. And then the sack into the hand for Ben Krieger. The tip pass, Brian Ross as well. 3 penalties on defense for Sandusky, 1 illegal procedure, 2 face masks.
Pretty straightforward game here, Clark. I mean, you don't see a ton of penalties, a couple of the obvious ones, but again, very evenly matched on both sides of the football, tackles, total yards in the day, very, very close throughout the whole game. And might I point this out, no turnovers for either team, no fumbles, no interceptions. So a clean game. And